Good morning, church. How are we doing today? We are warmer than we were last week. Well, let's stand as we open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we have the opportunity to gather freely in the name of Jesus, and that we have songs to sing to you this morning. And Father, regardless of circumstances, we are here to praise you this morning. And we thank you for giving us, again, the breath of life, that we can come and we can have the active choice to be able to praise you this morning. And Father, we just ask now that you would just meet us here like you do every single week. As we lift up our voices, that you would just fill us with your Holy Spirit once again. And this we pray now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Good way to start it off. Like that encouraging word CD that we have, that black preacher, he said, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever." And when you get done with that, then amen. And that's true this morning.
I sing out a song, I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands, I lift up my hands to the
Singing, Many times when we pray, we kind of feel that maybe we need to warm up a little bit, you know. Warm up God, that we're coming, we're approaching, and that, you know, we're going to be talking to Him and that He should be attentive and listen to us. But, you know, God's not like this. He doesn't need us to warm up. This is just, you know, a human thing of when we have conflicts with each other, and then before or even after there's a restoration, there's kind of a little period of awkwardness. But when we repent, God says, I forgive you. That's it. It's done. Relationship is totally restored back to the way it was.
Amen.
But it's not how we always operate with each other, right? And today, we're going to go straight to God's throne room. We're not warming up at all. We're just going straight up there. That's what we're talking about. In moments like these, we're going to lift up our hands. And we're going to sing praises to Him right now.
As your people declare your mighty words, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Father of mercy, be exalted. May Jesus' name be lifted up. For the sacrifice of love has won my pardon, and the resurrection power gives me life. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Who reigns forevermore. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. For it's a way to prove my love when feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. I'll obey and serve you. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. For it's a way to prove my love when feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. I'll obey and serve you. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. For it's a way to prove my love. when feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. If it costs me everything, I'll obey.
Yes, Lord.
The ultimate expression of love, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. It's not enough to pay lip service, but we back it up with our actions to show it. Christ is worthy, He alone is worthy of all praise. For you alone are worthy, you alone are worthy, you alone are worthy of all praise. For you alone are worthy, Jesus Christ, you're worthy. All praise. You are the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. I love you, adore you, yes I do. For you alone are worthy, Jesus Christ, you're worthy. You alone are worthy of our praise. For you alone are worthy, you alone are worthy, you alone are worthy of all praise. For you alone are worthy, Jesus Christ, you're worthy, you alone are worthy of our praise. You are the King of all kings, Lord of all lords. I love you, adore you, yes I do. For you alone are worthy, Jesus Christ, you're worthy. You alone are worthy of all praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, He is.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Of God, what a wonder you are. Son of God, what a wonder you are. You cleansed my soul from sin, sent the Holy Ghost within. Son of God, what a wonder you are. Holy Ghost, what a comfort you are. Holy Ghost, what a comfort you are. You what a comfort you are.
Let's sing the first verse again.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
Thank you, Lord.
John 3:16 tells of the Father's love toward us, right? He loved the world so much that He gave us His only begotten Son,
Amen.
Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Task He had begun. He let this old world have its way on one dark and tragic day to bring us love, perfect love, His kind of love. I can almost feel the heavens shuddering still. Standing helpless, watching Jesus climb that hill. Asking help from not one man, perfect love makes no demands. He walked in love, perfect love, His kind of love. It was not the nails that held Jesus to the cross. It was His love for us that made Him pay the cost. And how the angels must have cried, watching helpless as He died, to bring us love, perfect love, His kind of love. It is finished, those were the last words heard spoken. From the body of a man whose heart was broken, God condemned by man the judge, accepting judgment without one grudge, bring us love, perfect love, His kind of love.
Thank you, Lord.
If you look at the second verse and it says, I can almost feel the heavens shuddering still. We know that Jesus had a personal bodyguard of angels walking around with Him here on this earth. You try to put yourself in their shoes. Here was the Son of God, fully human, and yet fully God at the same time. It says that Jesus suffered and experienced everything that just like we do. Just because He was God didn't mean that He doesn't struggle like we do. You know, and it says that His bodyguard was standing help. They weren't helpless, but they were helpless because they weren't allowed to intervene. Watching Jesus climb that hill, watching Him get whipped, beat, beard ripped from Him. I mean, just one thing after another, after another. And I'm sure the demons were there and they were taunting them, saying, look at Jesus now, look at Jesus. And if Jesus had just said, His human side had simply said, that's it, it's too much, I can't take it. You know what? Those angels would have just wiped everybody out instantly. But you know what? At the same time, we wouldn't have redemption living today. It was what Jesus did, as this song talks about. You know, it wasn't the nails that held him to the cross. It was his love.
Amen.
Because after all the indignities that they had done to him, what was the words that he said? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They thought they knew what they were doing, but they didn't know the whole plan of what Jesus was doing. To bring us love, perfect love, his kind of love.
His name is higher than any other. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. His name is wonderful. His name is Counselor. His name is Prince of Peace, Almighty God. His name's a fountain of living water. His name is bread of life to satisfy. His name is healing to every nation. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Your name is higher than any other. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is wonderful. Your name is Counselor. Your name is Prince of Peace, Almighty God. Your name's a fountain of living water. Your name is bread of life to satisfy. Your name is healing to every nation. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you for what you're doing in the midst of us. We thank you for the opportunity to sing praises unto thy name, O thou Most High. It's a privilege, it's an honor to worship you, to lift our voices unto you and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, we praise your holy name. Oh Lord, we want more of you. We want a move of God as we never seen before. And we want to thank you and praise you. And we want to ask you to have it your way. Have it your way. Oh Lord, fill that which is lacking, oh Lord, in any one of us. Supply whatever is needed, we pray. And give us the anointing, give us the power, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, prepare us to be a sanctuary pure and holy, tried and true. And with thanksgiving, we'll be a sanctuary for you. We thank you and praise you today. Create in us a clean heart of God, a renewed right spirit within us. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation and fill us, we pray, and uphold us with your free spirit. Hallelujah. Then shall we teach transgressors thy ways and sinners will be converted unto thee. And we want to thank you today for a glorious day, for a day of victory. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want to say today, we're going to build this church upon the rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. For we have the victory in Christ Jesus. We have the victory. We bless you and thank you today, O Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Heavenly Father. We appreciate you. And we want to declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. We pray, O Lord, let our mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. All the day we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want to praise you with our whole heart and show forth your marvelous works. We want to be glad and rejoice in thee and sing praises unto thy name, O thou most high. Hallelujah. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. We thank you today, O Lord. We ask you that you touch the pastor today with a mighty anointing, we pray. Give him the freedom to preach and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. And we want to thank you and praise you, Father, that we're not going to live the same as we came. Oh, praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. We pray for the anointing for everyone that gives a testimony today. Anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation. And we want to thank you, Lord, that your name be glorified with the testimonies. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your holy name. The Bible says, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. But he that sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. So every man, as they purpose in their heart, let them give, not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may have always all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we thank you, Father, for blessing this offering that we're about to receive. Bless it, multiply it, and let it be used, O Lord, for the kingdom and for your glory and honor, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're going to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name, and all God's children said, Amen.
Good morning. I want to claim that scripture again today, Psalm 92:13. It says, those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. So we're going to open up for testimonies. I have a little quick testimony this morning. I had to be somewhere yesterday, and in the morning I went out with my crew, or one of our crews, and we're working on this house out in the country. And the guy had, the owner had plowed his field probably about a month ago. And it was nice and flat, had a split rail fence probably 300 feet away, painted white, the sun was rising, clouds in the sky. All the field had little buds about that big, you know, little green buds. And it was beautiful, beautiful picture. And I just said, thank you, Lord, for a beautiful day. And also the comfort to know that you're watching over us. Then, you know, I had about probably 8 guys working there. And most of them are older guys, what I call the over 50 crew. And one of them is not over 50. One of them's 46. And we just hired this other guy. He's 54, and he was looking for work the week earlier in the week, and he wanted, you know, quite a healthy pay, and I told him couldn't pay that. I said, we'll pay this much, not what you're used to making. And so a lot of guys, they'll say, no, you know, that's beneath me. And so the guy told me, I'm just not used to making, I said, making that low. And it's really not, I mean, it was about $16 an hour. And I said, well, times have changed a little bit. And, you know, come and, you know, take a shot if you want to. So he did. And I put him on, I told my foreman there, put him on this little section of wall that's very difficult to do. And that way I can see what kind of plaster he is, you know what I mean? I put him up on a rake that was real tight with the wall real tight to it too. Very difficult to spread. And then we had to put a curve in it too. So not a plaster's easy wall. So we put them up there, and there's a few tricks of the trade. When you get in a little spot like that, you want to push the mud on your wall first. Normally we would do the ceiling. Well, we put it on the wall first to try and hold the mud into the corner. And so he started on the lid, probably because he didn't realize how serious of a rake it was. And so I said, well, can I show you a few things, you know, and he handled that all right. Now, all that done just to kind of, I'm feeling this guy out. And so he was courteous, and I spread a little bit, and then he gave it back to him, and he spread, and he completed it, a very straight wall. And so I thought, this guy knows what he's doing, and he knows how to handle his tools. And because that, and that's a blessing to me, because we get so many people that, you know, they say they're great, but all the mud is on their shoes. You know what I mean? But this guy did know what he was doing. And so after a few minutes, I called him over to the side and I said, you know, I'm going to, I want to pay you a couple dollars more than I said, because first of all, you were wise enough to come in at a lower rate, that showed me a little bit about your character. It's better to have something than nothing. And then I asked him how old he was. He says, well, I'm 54. Anyway, the bottom line is when I left, I had to leave the job. And I had this other guy on the wall, 60 years old. And he put the mud on like a pro. And his name is Felix. And so it was good for me to be there with those guys that morning. And I just told him, thanks for doing such a good job. And most of these guys, you know, they're not born again. But God impressed on me when I was there that these guys need employment. And so when I left, I had to pray for them, that God's going to keep them employed. You know, the times are a little tough out there, but I believe He's going to do that. And these guys, you know, 60 years old, 54, 50, they all got teenagers or grandkids, and they need opportunity. So I was really blessed working with the over 50 crew yesterday. Yeah, I like that over 50 crew, because you know why? I'm almost to the over 50 crew myself. Yeah. Okay. So it was truly a blessing. You know, some days you just get those moments that you feel God's presence, and it's beautiful, and His creation is magnificent, and you get a pause a little bit and enjoy it. So, Joanne, you had testimony?
On Friday, God sent us on a mission trip, and I praise God for that. We want to see, Joanne went for an examination. At the same time, we want that mission trip. And you know, when God sent you on a mission trip, He prepares you. He anoints you. He fills, He prepares the people that you're going to minister to. And so it was a wonderful day. I mean, God had it His way, and from the beginning to the end. He went to have an examination. What the name of the doctor was?
I went Thursday to Dr. Rem Lal Chandani. He's an East Indian doctor.
Well, the first thing I asked him after he finished with my wife, I said to him, I'd like to give you the address of our church. We'd like you to come and visit us. This man is from India, but he seems that he's not a Hindu, he's not anything. He's open to the gospel. He was impressed with the Bible that he saw at the bed when my wife was...
He fell in love with my King James, old King James. It had giant print. And he took the name of the company so he could order one.
So when I asked him, he says, give me the address. And so he handed me a piece of paper, and I wrote the address of the church. And then Joanne asked him, he says, are you born again? He says, no, I'm not. And then I explained to him, I explained to him what born again is. So he listened. I said, Jesus Himself told Nicodemus when He visited him at night, He says, he asked him, you must be a man from God if you do those signs. And so Jesus says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And then so I explained him. And then Nicodemus answered back and said, how can a man, an old man, go back into the womb and become born again? And then Jesus answered and said that except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So he was listening to that. So what it means, I said, it's that after you are, you must be actually alive in order to become born again. So it shows that when the water breaks out of the mother's womb, and then the child comes, and then it shows that you are born again, you are born. And so, and then I explained to him the, and to explain more about what born again is, Romans 10:9, it talks about it. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So he listened to all this, and then I said to him, you know, I said, you made a great decision once in your life when you went into the medical school and you became a doctor. And that was a great decision that you make. But the decision that you will make today will be even greater decision that you ever made before. And so he was listening. And then what I said after that, I said, well, I would like to pray for you. Would you like me to? He said, yes. So I pray with him, and that God will touch him and God will speak into his heart. And so this way he will be convinced that what I was telling him was exactly what he needed to do.
So when we got there, this is the oncologist we're talking about when I had the colon cancer removal. And when we got there, he was an hour and a half late for my appointment. And so when Satyrus wanted to say that anointed prayer, he says, well, I have to go to Mrs. So-and-so. And Satyrus says, well, can you just wait a half a minute? And he said, yes. And so he did accept Jesus into his heart. He has a very sweet spirit. And he said he had gone to church a few times. And so we're praying now that he will be going to church and reading his Bible. They save their weekends for each other and the children because he gets home at 8:30 every night because he's late with appointments, I think. And so the next day I had an appointment with the surgeon, Joella Jacobson, and I went in and she did the examination and everything is free and clear with both doctors. And then this surgeon said, I want you to go to the internist, your provider, and tell him about the high blood pressure, because both days my blood pressure had been just a little bit high. And so then her helpmate, after the doctor went out, the helpmate said, we want you to go now to Dr. Cheng, your healthcare provider, and tell him that you want in today. And she told me exactly what to say. So then I left her office, and I went right to Dr. Cheng, which was the new doctor that sent me for a blood test that showed the cancer colon. So then I went from their office to Dr. Chang's office and spoke with a little lady. And she says, well, sit right over there. I'll call you in a minute. And she got me right in. And he was happy to see me and happy that I was well. He didn't know anything about me unless the doctors had told him. But I found out in these three doctor's visits, Thursday and Friday, that they all work together. This is at Mercy Medical Clinic over on Coyle. They all work together, and they send patients one to the other, whatever is needed. So that was neat for me to find out that they're all working in conjunction with each other. And I believe that Dr. Jacobson is a Christian. She goes to church every Sunday. And when I went in, when the assistant came in, I said, I have to tell you something. Dr. Lal Shandani got saved yesterday. She said, I know. And they all knew. He told everybody, I think. So that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get that man in church. He deals with dying people, and he can have a spirit of evangelism and bring those people into the kingdom of God. And that's what we're praying for. And we just thank you, Jesus, for everything.
The victory, though, in this case is, first of all, when we minister to people that are professionals, doctors or lawyers and everything, we sort of intimidated. But God took that intimidation from us, and he gave us boldness to speak to him.
Amen.
He gave us the anointing, and so there was no problem as far as intimidation is concerned. And the second thing, to lead some from India to Christ, it's a victory. I mean, it's not a simple thing. I mean, it was God's anointing, God's leading, and God's conviction that this man gave his heart to Christ.
And it was God's perfect timing for this whole thing to happen in my life. Now I've been delivered, but that was buried down deep in the heart before I knew Jesus. And so he wanted it out now because I've handed all my children up to him for him to bring them into the kingdom of God. I don't call them. I don't do anything unless it's a birthday. But we just thank God for his ways and his perfect timing. His timing is always perfect. And there's a lineup of things that happen when he does something in my life, something happens in his life, something happens in her life. And it just rolls and moves in the kingdom of God. It's awesome. Just open your mouth and let God fill it with his words.
So God used that operation, the cancer operation, he turned it around and used it for his glory.
Amen.
And people got saved, and people were spoken about the Lord, and his name was glorified. So it was a wonderful thing that it happened, how God turns a bad situation into many blessings. Amen.
And I thought this hospital did euthanasia, but they do not. They love saving lives. I found out the hard way. So we just thank Jesus.
All right. Brother Shatiris gives a testimony. You get the full gospel message. So, okay. Any other testimonies? Okay. Okay. Well, let's go with Monica first, and then we'll go with two more.
Well, I just want to give God all the glory for this testimony, because after last Sunday's sermon, I was thinking about it, and I have come to understand, when I was in Sweden, I was taken into God's courtroom. I'm sure of that. And I am also pretty sure that I was sifted, because I lost all my joy there for a few days. And I was really sad and down and depressed. But God's people must have been praying for me, because I made up my mind really quick that I want God more. I don't want to serve Satan. I want God. He is my Savior, and I want him, and I want to serve him more. So after that, my joy came back after I made that decision, and I started praying more fervently. And so I was sort of sad, you know, and I've said that before, that I was not able to lead anyone to God over there in Sweden. But the good thing was that I was able to minister a lot to my mother, and that was good, and deliver her from many demons. So I'm more determined than ever to just press forward and to learn more, and to be more effective in God's kingdom. And so I want to serve him more. Glory to God.
All right, thank you. Now, do you have a testimony? Yes. Yeah, come on up. What's your name? Randy? Okay, come on up, Randy.
First of all, I feel the peace in the house of the Lord. I'm tired of dusting my feet off. They say that they don't receive you in the name of the Lord to dust your feet off and go to another house. I'm tired of running. I want to know where my people at. Okay? I mean, I'm a fallen star. Okay? I was up there and then, hey, unequally yoked. He said, maybe me being good might be, you know, bring her to be good, but it didn't work out like that. That's why he said don't do it like that. So now I'm like through right here. I don't know if y'all heard of Sacktown Records. Sacktown Records. This is rap right here. I have the opportunity to speak like devils, be demons or whatever. I can speak this right here, but I don't want to. I want to praise God, give my life to God. My name's on the back of this right here. I want to give my life to the Lord. God has blessed me with a gift. And I know that God got some people on this earth right here that can help me share my gifts with other people. So I'm just going to say a poem and cut it down because I know y'all time and stuff like that. Okay. All right. It say, waking up sometime in a vision I'm dead. I fell down from a high building. Gravity cracked my head. Rocks falling swiftly, boulders crushing my bones. I breathed my last breath, I thought my soul was gone. Hell is real. People pretending that is fake. How you living on earth is going to be your final resting place. Your destiny, fate, already made, predetermined. Me no comprende, and I'm not speaking German. Now let me break it down to the untrained ear. To the people that be bucking because they know they're going to disappear. Open your eyes wide, use your heart to beat the devil. Sometimes you got to learn from a spiritual level. Bump your head 3 times, people. You ain't learned your lesson yet? Better than that way too. It's too late. Why, he'll still forget. Time running out. Don't let the tick-tock stop. People, you better be ready for the big bomb drop. And I'm just going to leave that at that.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, so that's it for testimonies. Pastor John.
Praise God. I believe that we have a baby dedication today. Is that true? So I want to read to you here from the Gospel of Mark. And this is from chapter, well, let me get there. Chapter 10 and verse number 13. And they brought young children to him, that he, Jesus, should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, suffer the children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I said to you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and he blessed them. Well, about 69 years ago, somebody dedicated me, my parents dedicated me, my aunt prayed for me. And she said, God, make him a preacher. And God heard that prayer. And about 31 years ago, maybe 31 and a half years ago, we prayed for Charles Terrell, as he was just a tiny little baby. And my prayer was that God would make him a preacher, and he became a preacher. And today, he and Katarina wants to bring up their younger son, David. So let's have you come up on Irina as a grandmother. Would you come up too? And Peter and Monica. So we get the family up here. And it's kind of traumatic. Here is little Dave being fished up out of his carriage. And he's dressed to the occasion today. But, well, I'm going to have you anoint your own son today. So, here's the oil. And how old, come this closer, how old is David now?
6 and a half.
6 and a half months. Irina, come on up here, stand up here. Come on up, folks. And stand with us as we dedicate. Can I hold Missy asleep? He is asleep. Okay, put some oil on him. Okay. Isn't that good? Okay, would you stand and stretch out your hands if you pray for him? Heavenly Father, we thank you about that. We can pray for David Terrell. And Father God, you know what you're going to do with this man once he gets old. And we dedicate him today to the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for a healthy baby. We thank you, Father God, that he has all the faculties. And we pray, Father God, you will protect him from evil, protect him from sickness, keep an anointing around him. And when the day comes, Father God, we ask that he shall be able to say yes to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray, if it is possible, that this be another preacher in your kingdom, another man of God, that would stand up and say, thus says the Lord God Almighty. And we thank and we praise you for that now. And Father God, I want to pray right now for the parents. I thank you, Jesus, right now for these children, that you will move upon this family, Father God. Bless them, heal them, touch them, anoint them, guide them, and guard them, and give them a great life on this earth. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Okay, amen. All right.
Hold on a second. You know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go. You want to say hello?
Hey.
And when he is old, he will not depart from it. One of the things that we do every single night is we read the Bible. And we've gone through the entire Old Testament, and we're starting in on the New Testament. And we're up to about Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray. So what we do is we read through some chapters, and then we pray, and then we break for bed, and we go to bed. And so Isaac knows that when he hears the word amen, it's time to go at that point. Well, we were reading the story, you know, and it comes down to, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And he broke. I said, come back here. We're not done yet. So he's paying attention. He just wasn't paying attention that much, but he's getting better. His comprehension is growing. But I know that, if he was just shining me on, he would have just sat there. But he heard amen, and he knew at that point, it's time to go.
Praise God. I'd like to share something before I get into the sermon here today, and we're going to have a prayer time. And this is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, if you want to take your Bibles. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, and we will pick it up in verse number 20. And we read this, and when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let them that are in the countries enter therein. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive unto all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Jesus spoke this 30 years before Jerusalem fell to the Romans in AD 70. Now, God is a God of love. We agree upon that. God is a God of love. But he's also a God of judgment. God woke me up in the middle of the night, and he showed me this, that on the earth, factories, businessmen cater to the consumer. In other words, what does the consumer want? And that is what we try to meet, so the consumer is happy. God is not in that business. When God created man, he gave us later the Ten Commandments. God didn't say this, "Now, I am so happy if you would come to me, do these different things," and so on. He simply said, "I made you, I love you, but here are the rules, follow them, or there will be a judgment." When Jesus was taken to Pilate, the Jewish leadership and the people that had that particular mob, they simply said, "Let his blood come upon us and upon our generations to come, upon our children's and children's children." 30 years after the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, this passage was fulfilled. We know through history that all the Christians left Jerusalem. They got out. And when the Romans took the city, not one man survived. Every woman who was pregnant, they put to the sword and they cut the child out. No one lived through that ordeal. And I want you to show this, what Jesus said here, that "For these be the days of vengeance, that all things were written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them without a child, and they did die. And then they give suck. They would take the little babies and smash the heads into the walls. In those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon his people." This happened 1900 some odd years ago. Then in verse number 25, Jesus said, "And there shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's heart failing them for fear, and for looking after those things that are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." We are now coming into a period that I believe is a judgment from God, not only on America, but on the earth. December 2nd, in the island of Iceland, in Reykjavik, you did not read this in your papers, it was not shown on your television, but 30,000 people gathered in that capital. And we shared with you before that the economy had collapsed in Iceland. And by the way, Iceland is located north of Denmark, up to the North Pole. These people stormed the central bank, and simply 30,000 strong, they moved in, and they were totally upset because the economy had totally collapsed in Iceland. That was never told in this country. This last week in Greece, there's been rioting in Athens every night, every day. We have seen a little bit of it. But we are told that there's some anarchists, there's a few people here that are unhappy. We have tens of thousands of people out of work. The economy has collapsed, and they are running, and they are breaking into bank after bank in Greece, and there is a tremendous upheaval in Greece right now. It is not shown on American television too much. As the three automakers here in the United States are having problems, and what I foresee is this, that we're going to throw some money at them, but the problem is not just about the automakers. All automobile factories today are having problems. It's a problem that people do not have money anymore, and they're not buying the cars. I'm saying this. We are just now coming into the storm. We're just now entering the storm. And this is the time to be anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ. When you see hundreds of thousands of people in the United States, and millions actually, unemployed, not able to buy food, not able to pay rent, you're going to have an unrest that we have never seen since the days of the Watts riots back in the 1970s. And it is time now to really press in. I believe with prayer, testimony, fasting, something can happen. But this is not the time to simply say, well, and I see this in churches. Most pastors are simply trying to cater. What do you want? What do you need? How can I make you feel better? This is the time to simply say, God, what's our problem? God, tell us we can repent and seek your face. Show us your way, not what we want to have to feel good. It's a time to repent and seek the Lord. You know, the days, the good days when people have gone to the lake and water skiing and boating and do all kind of things, these days are slowly coming to an end as we're going into the storm. This last week, the news broke in New York that one of the biggest investment firms, private investment firms, the man had built $50 billion, and he's under arrest. We'd probably do a few years, but he took thousands of people, their investments, $50 billion, and it is gone. The financial institutions are crumbling because we have had crooks, we have had people that have been dishonest, and thieves destroying us from the inside. It's time to pray. Listen again to Luke 21:26. Men's heart failing them for fear and for looking after the things that are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. I am very happy that we are able now to do our broadcasting around the world. I do not know how far and how many people are listening to us today, but we know that we have people in different parts of the world listening to us. And I want to say something to you today from this church. A year ago, God spoke to me and said we're going to start with webcasting. We investigated, and we first were told we can do this for about $6,000. It got raised up to $10,000. Got moved up to 18,000, and we thought that we had that, and then we said that 30,000 will do it. And here's what I had to do. We got the $30,000, we got the equipment, we started in, and then the company had not told us we needed this and this and that, and they ended up with a $40,000. Now, here's what I had to do. We were 90% ready to go to broadcast. We were short $10,000. I prayed about it, and I felt we are too close. It's a time to go now. Times are crucial. So we borrowed $10,000 on a credit card, a corporate card. We got it going. We got the equipment in. This is our third week that we are broadcasting, second week officially. I'm going to be asking you that are out there in different parts of the world. We received $600 last week, a week and a half, for the webcast to do this. We are short $9,400. Would you help us to retire this debt before the storm gathers anymore, that we can go into a time of turbulence, having our bills paid, and only have to worry about to pay the light bills as we go. And that is my request today from you that are listening to us, viewing us. If you can help us out, it is greatly appreciated. At this time, we're going to have a prayer time, but I want to read something to you right now. And this is very exciting. This is from Germany. And this is from our brother and sister in Germany that have built a website 2 years ago. And she writes this. This is from Gina. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we just want to let you know that we are very blessed about seeing the fruit of our work on a German website. By the way, there are 100 million German-speaking people in the world. Germany, Switzerland, and Austria, and a few other places around. Switzerland also. More people are contacting us, having further questions, or simply thanking us for providing them with good spiritual food. Some write that they just, in the right time, found something crucial on a website, which gave them a breakthrough in a certain area. Some weeks ago, we got into contact with a couple. These people do not live too far from us, and so it might be even possible to meet them personally, which we have planned for the coming spring. They visit their website regularly and probably know every single article we provide. As soon as we post something new, they are the first ones to read it. They are happy about the valuable work we do, and have told us that they cover us with prayer so that we can go on doing this job. We wanted to let you know this so that you are encouraged. The Lord is working, and what we, and with this I mean all of us, invest in the kingdom will eventually bring forth fruit, even if we don't see something at once. We have put thousands of hours into this website, ever really having any evidence of people being blessed by it. But we simply stayed with it. And now the fruit is showing up. The same applies also for what every single one of you is doing in the kingdom of God. Greetings from Germany, Raymond, Gina, and Sophia. We're not paying them for this work. They are paying for this themselves. They have an extensive website that translated most of the stuff that we have on an American site. And I want to share with this congregation here. When Gina ran across about 2.5 years ago, she was a broken woman. The marriage was in difficulty. She had 5 or 6 different diseases. She was totally worn out. Their child was constantly sick. And they were at the end of the rope. Supernaturally, we ministered here on the phone. We had Carol West talking, myself talked, my wife talked to them. We prayed, we fasted in church here. And I can tell you this now, that what she told me is this: she is healed. Spiritually, physically healed. The child does not have any sickness. She just finished her first half year in public school, and when Gina went to the teachers, for the teacher to have an evaluation, the first thing the teacher said was this: your child has a very stable home. We can tell that. That is a miracle. And their marriage is repaired. Things are happening, and all because we in this church made a decision years ago to start a web ministry, and we stayed with it. This is what I want you to hear. You see, when God calls you, you stay with it. You don't want to be a shooting star. You know, you go up like this, have a nice little, firework up there, and it looks pretty, and then you see it like this, it's all over. You want to be a burning candle, not a shooting star. And I want to say this to you that are in this church, and those of you that are watching us, you want to be faithful. Stay with it. Stay with it, and in due time we shall reap. Here's a request from Massachusetts. And this is a man by the name of Elmer Kornchuk. And he wrote, please pray for healing from cancer for Colleen and Carl. Thank you, Elmer. Now, I don't know who Colleen is and Carl is, but they got cancer. We're going to pray. So right now, let's have the church come forward. And we're going to pray for these things. And I'm going to ask Thomas, we have prayed many times for Germany. Would you bring our praise and thanks to God for Germany? And I'm going to ask you to pray for this family here. And we're just going to seek the Lord here and praise Him for that. So go ahead and start praising God for Germany. Cancer for these two people.
Okay, Father God, we thank You for this great praise report today and for this letter, Lord. And we thank You, Father, that You moved upon us years ago to invest in Your kingdom and to do things that maybe some thought were a waste of time. But You moved upon us, and we did it. And now we get to receive of the fruit, and the fruit is to hear the good things that are going on with people that we really don't, we've never met, but we've only talked to on the phone. And then that they also practice Your word where it says to be diligent, and in due time you're going to reap if you faint not. That's the key. In due time you reap if you faint not. So we thank You for that, Lord. We thank You for giving every believer the power to stay with it and the vision to go forward, knowing that there is fruit when we push in Your kingdom, Lord. And we don't we're not kicking back in Your kingdom, Lord. We have to be pushing in Your kingdom. And we have to be diligent to pray, diligent to read the word, diligent to gain an education, diligent to invest our time, diligent to invest, I can't even say our money, Lord, because it's Your money. Diligent to invest Your money that You've let us use into Your kingdom. So we thank You, Father, for all things. We thank You for this great praise report. We thank You, Lord, for that German website. We thank You, Father, for restoring the marriage to Gina and Raymond. We thank You for healing her and her daughter. We thank You for Your word that says that it's Your will that we prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers, Lord, knowing that healing in the soul is the first thing that needs to happen. And then the body lines up. What a beautiful program, Lord, that You've created. And we thank You, Father, for continued blessing upon them. We thank You, Father, that You're going to overwhelm them with friends. You're going to overwhelm them with satisfaction. That You're going to overwhelm them with the joy of being married to each other, that You're going to overwhelm them with personal finances. You name it, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that You have poured out upon them for the work that they have done in Your kingdom, Lord. And we know that we get to reap here on the earth and also in eternity. So thank You, Father, for a great praise report from Germany, Lord. And we just give You praise for all things. We thank You for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to lift up to You Carl and Corleen. Lord, we stand upon your word today. You are the God that healeth us. You are the great physician. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And we stand upon your word today. And we command the cancer right now in their bodies to die and be ejected, be taken out of their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, for your resurrection power to come upon Carl and Corleen right now in the name of Jesus. We all come in unity. We all come in one accord. And we pray that your resurrection power pierce through their bodies right now and wipe any cancer traces there, any cancer cells to die. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and be and the body be healed. We pray in the name of Jesus, and we thank you and praise you, Father. We receive it, Lord. We thank you and praise you for healing them and restoring them, O Lord, and put them on fire, Lord. Put them on fire. We pray, O Lord, to reach out with a testimony that can never quit and give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father, we thank you right now that we can pray not only for our church, but for all the people that are viewing us, listening to us. And Father, you know that you have poured out your judgment upon this entire world right now. Our financial system is collapsing in nation after nation. And Father God, we have lived high on the hogs, Father God, and when you blessed us, instead of using a blessing for your kingdom, we squandered it on our needs and our lust and our greed. And Father, we ask for forgiveness here on behalf of our nation in America right now. Father, forgive us as a people. And Lord, help us to repent. Holy Spirit, move upon us. Give us the gift of repentance. And help us to seek your face and say, we are sorry, Lord. We are sorry for all the abortions and the killing of the babies. We are sorry for all the pornography. We are sorry for all the things that we have done, that we have in sin, Father God, that is so gross. Forgive us. And we pray, Father God, that you will give a miracle, that as times are crashing around us, that you will protect your believers, that you will make a way for us to continue to share the gospel, to live our lives. And Father God, that you will put food on our tables, place to live, work to do, Lord, that people can look upon us and say, God is making a difference between the Christians and the non-Christians. You did that in Egypt when you judged the Egyptians. You made a difference between Egyptians and Israelites. And we ask for the same thing now, Lord. Make a difference between us. And let this be a sign that we're able to lead people to Christ. We thank you for everything. We praise you, Lord. And we love you and we worship you. In Jesus' name. And those who are agreed said, amen and amen. You may be seated.